Political infighting and polarization in the U.S. have become intense over the last year. It's gotten so bad that some lawmakers have decided to retire rather than stand for re-election in November. Among them, Democratic Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana.
I love working for the people of Indiana. I love helping our citizens make the most of their lives. But I do not love Congress. Even at a time of enormous national challenge, the people's business is not getting done.
Recent public opinion polls show large majorities of Americans either dissatisfied or angry about the state of politics in Washington. The issue came up during President Obama's recent appearance before House Republicans in Baltimore.
They didn't send us to Washington to fight each other in some sort of political steel cage match to see who comes out alive. That's not what they want. They sent us to Washington to work together, to get things done, and to solve the problems that they're grappling with every single day.
Republicans blame Democrats for the gridlock, claiming that Democratic leaders in Congress routinely ignore their proposals. Georgia Congressman Tom Price.
President, multiple times from your administration there have come statements that Republicans have no ideas and no solutions.
Historian Matt Dalek with the Bipartisan Policy Center says there is no shortage of reasons for the political dysfunction.
Whether you're talking about the 24/7 media environment, redistricting, the influence of money in politics, and I think what you're seeing in a sense is a deepening and a coarsening that is decades in the making.
It wasn't always this way, says former Congressman Bob Edgar.
The system has become too partisan. When I served in Congress, nothing got passed without Democrats and Republicans working together.
Edgar is president of Common Cause, a Washington-based group. It seeks to hold government accountable to the public interest. Edgar says lawmakers from different parties today show little interest in working together, unlike his experience in the 1970s and 1980s.
I think that it's a good reminder that there were times in our history where party politics ended the day of the election and you moved into a system where you actually served the public's interest.
Polls show the public shares the disillusionment with Washington expressed by Senator Bayh. Still, Bob Edgar urges Americans to be optimistic.
I thank Evan for his willingness to step up and speak out. I thank him for stepping aside to let somebody else come in. But I would urge us not to get so cynical that the system can't be improved.
But that may prove difficult this year. With the Republicans recently winning an upset victory in the Massachusetts Senate race and poised to win even more seats in November's midterm elections. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.